This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day as we're off and running here on a Wednesday. It is a Rangers baseball Wednesday, and the pregame's coming up at 6:30. They're looking to bounce back after not being able to get enough hits, especially with runners in scoring position last night. And they took the loss.
My guy Jack Leiter was bad.
Well, I wasn't going to bring it up, but no, since you did, Brian.
Jack Leiter wasn't good, and I had a bad day yesterday doing radio. I picked. I thought Edmonton would play better. They played like ass. Then early in the Jack Leiter usually is able to get through a couple of innings, and then things maybe start to fall apart for him. He was bad off the jump. So bad day of being a broadcaster on these airwaves yesterday.
I thought you apologies. I thought you were bold and exciting and looking forward to another
bold
day of broadcasting with you.
Yeah, bold, bad, misinformed, whatever else you want to tag me
found
as.
Found the misinformation?
Yeah, I was found the misinformation yesterday.
Would you like to revise yesterday's show?
Would I like to revise? I should have just went back to South Carolina is what I should have done. And you know,
sounds nice.
Yeah, but you guys, I'm surprised I didn't have more pushback, but I'm getting out in front of it right now because I was completely wrong about everything I said yesterday about Jack Leiter and about the Edmonton Oilers.
I appreciate you being open and vulnerable. I tried
and
to
honest.
Give you some guidance on that Florida Panthers deal.
No, you did. You said they're going to kick their ass, and
gosh,
I said, no.
It's a good
desperate team all that.
Super jealous of what they've got going on there. They've already broken the Stanley Cup. I mean, the party, they haven't slept. It's been absolutely phenomenal there in Fort Lauderdale.
Florida can't handle championships.
It's crazy.
Like that. Yeah. But Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup Master Control.
Yeah,
he can handle. He can handle 4.5 hours flawless. Has your G-Bag of the Day champion coming up at 2:25. The full meal deal now at 5:30. Right before we get to LA Live, 5:40 every night here on the Fan. You do have Wolchuk and Schiafalo in the house. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video, and along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, Rangers, the party came to a little bit of a halt. Offensive outage, only had the 5 hits. They could only get the 1 run. And now after yesterday's debate, let me tell you guys, I'm sorry, you know, but it's not like I did anything special, you know. Being a baseball analyst is easier than ever. You just go to the Baseball Savant page.
Mm-hmm.
And since Sandler and Baskey told me about that, you know, I find it easier to get an understanding of what baseball players can do because these sample sizes that feel convincing, like how could you go for 2 months trending towards I'm in the rookie of the year conversation? It's because in baseball, luck is a major factor in every at-bat. And that's the you know, that's why Marcus Semien could look like the worst player in baseball for those same 2 months. And maybe Jack Leiter looked like an all-star or rookie of the year candidate. But, you know, his ERA has jumped nearly a full point in his last 2 starts. And it's probably got another half point to go here before. Hopefully it evens out below 5. So, you know, my opinion that this is a 4 or 5 guy or maybe a quality bullpen arm for the long term. You know, but I think right now we're 2 starts away from revisiting the minors, aren't we? What do you guys think about that?
You just lobbed that one right out there, huh?
That was a damn good grenade.
Oh, did you see what he did? It was like, we're 2 starts away from the minors, and then he went away from the mic.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
like,
oh,
like,
hey.
I know.
Let me just go
listen,
ahead.
And this is a faux surrender.
What more
cobra.
Do you want from Let's me? See. I admitted I was wrong.
The fake surrender. Okay? Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, whoopsies. Oh, man. I'm so sorry for being right.
I'm the one that. Okay.
Who was the bigger bag of ass yesterday? Was it Broadus or was it Jack Leiter? 877-881-1053.
Please continue. Me by far. You think so? Absolutely I was. I did like I knew something about sports yesterday. Knew nothing. Nothing about sports yesterday.
Yeah, that's the name of the game.
What?
That's the name of the broadcast game.
Shoot or shoot,
every
man.
Day you were the smartest son of a gun to ever talk sports, Brian. Saddle back up.
Oh, what are you doing now, Dawson? I'm about ready to come up and jump over there.
Well, you just don't say anything and like the six good lighter starts. When the bad ones happen, you got to take the victory lap. That's what you got to do. You just got to like pretend like, and that didn't happen when you have the
bad
opinion.
Well, I'm the one that was
when
like.
When the good ones pop up, I'm we got to let them know. Like,
I'm challenging Dawson. I'm going, no, really, Dawson, you haven't watched him pitch, have you? I mean, he's done a better job. You know? And I was acting like that guy.
He had done a better job. Last night, he got tagged pretty good. He's giving up some
by a team that doesn't hit home runs. Jared Sandler came on at 440 and told us that he doesn't hit home runs.
Tell that to Salvador Perez.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That guy was going off last
That's what
night.
I'm saying, though. I mean, and I was thinking, oh, man, Jack Leiter, we got this one. We're okay. He's going to pitch well. Rangers are going to find a way to score some runs. Going to be off to a good start here. Kansas City's lost six straight. Don't worry about it.
Well, I'm just having fun talking sports and hoping the Rangers do well. But, you know, obviously that one's going to stay with me a little bit. And I hope for the best, you know. And I think the best for Jack Leiter would be as a number three starter. Like, where is this likely headed? I don't know. But the 817 says, here comes Gavin saying we need to trade Jack Leiter. I don't think so.
You didn't say that.
Because I don't think you could get much for him right now.
Now you said something.
Yeah,
surrender cobra there, back up. But
yeah, you want to boost him up. Before
you want me to ask guys around the league if we get anything for Jack Leiter?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
It's a fun exercise.
Yeah. I don't know. Throw Cooper Flag in there. Maybe some MLB teams want to take Cooper Flag.
We did learn. I had a team tell me that his basketball IQ is good. I didn't hear great, tremendous. I didn't hear that word.
I mean, if you're 18 years old with a good basketball IQ.
That's a positive, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Absolutely, it's a positive.
Yeah, it's a damn good positive.
Well, I know, but we were kind of hearing the word great.
Some people are talking about him as a basketball savant.
Yeah.
Some people are talking about that, like a supercomputer, and he just gets things you tell him one time, and his basketball brain just understands it.
He's one of those fast learners.
Yeah.
Yeah, like some of those people who, you know, as kids, it's like, hey, let's play baseball. They watch it one time and they're like the best player. You know, everybody else has been playing for a couple of years and they're just like, you know, they learn stuff so quickly. I think Cooper Flagg's going to be great. You know, it's just what degree of greatness are we looking at here and what is the timeline? You know, I think for the Mavericks, like at what point do you say, hey, if we're not going for championship, we got to choose the timeline. And obviously we're choosing the young timeline, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you would think that would be obvious.
Because I think if you could fast forward Cooper Flagg's career and he's 22 years old coming out of college after a full career and you drop him as a rookie into this group, I would think he is going to have like a Richard Jefferson or Shane Battier like instant transition to the league and hit the ground running. I just think there's quite a bit to learn. And I would hate to be trying to develop this kid while whatever's left of Kyrie and AD's value is sort of dwindling. We got to trade those guys before they don't have any trade value. You know, you agree with me on that?
Oh, yeah.
Because once they get to 34 or another injury, then, you know, you're looking at a KD situation where they're like, well, this is an all-NBA type of talent we're looking at. And it's like, yeah, but I mean, the age, the injury history.
Damaged goods. Yeah. I mean, Shams yesterday, like hypothetically, wasn't actually talking about any real type of trade rumors that are going down. But he was just saying hypothetically, like for a guy like Anthony Davis right now, you could get 4 or 5 first round picks. I'm going,
what?
Yeah, I'll take that right now.
What?
Yeah. That's okay. What Shams was saying with McAfee yesterday, because they were talking about Desmond Bane and like all that they were able to get, Memphis was able to get for him. And so he was just like kicking around some names. He's like, right now you could trade Anthony Davis for 4 or 5 first round picks. That's what Shams was saying. I'm like, I would do that right now.
So you, if you're DeMont, you go to Nico and you say, hey, I think we should do this. And if he says no, you say you're fired.
I would have just fired him anyway. I mean, it sounds like there's some issues here with Jason Kidd, and Nico's like, oh my gosh, I can't have anybody else having more power than me. He sounds like a pain in the ass. I think the Mavericks can compete and be on this young trajectory with Flag and Lively. I think both can be true. Yeah. I get the apprehension of, like, are these guys going to be healthy? Because you don't know when you're going to get Kyrie back, and Anthony Davis just got hurt the second you traded him. So I get that 100%.
Wouldn't it be awesome to go young with Flag and Lively, but still have P.J. Washington and Najee Marshall?
Yeah.
And then and trade out Irving and Davis for an army of draft picks that you're going to be able to use to just keep pumping this young roster with guys.
Yes, dude.
Like, the idea that you could win the championship next year is there, but that's a long shot. I think this fan base would buy into that idea a lot more than keeping your fingers crossed that AD stays healthy and Irving gets healthy.
I could not agree more. I 100% have felt that way from the jump, especially once you got the number one overall pick. That is,
it's
something.
Just not realistic, so we don't talk about it much. Yeah. Right? As long as Nico's here, that won't be considered.
Yeah, like, AD's not going to be traded. I don't know that I think that their run for a championship's as unrealistic as you two do. I think the West is pretty wide open. I don't think Indiana, if you had have asked them a month ago, would they be in the finals? They'd have said no, and they just showed up there.
Well, let me say it like this, Wolchuk. If they're healthy, I think they're going to the finals.
Yes. Yeah. I think, like, if they didn't make this trade and they just kind of kept everything status quo and they didn't even trade Quentin Grimes, I think they'd be playing right now. They would have won the West again, personally. So, and depth is huge. Like, yesterday you were talking about the minutes. If you get everybody to buy in, the Mavericks are the deepest team maybe in the NBA. And you look at the West, there's nobody with depth. We talked about the entire postseason. Denver had zero depth. Now, we'll see what ends up happening in the offseason. Do they end up adding to that? But there's nobody outside of Oklahoma City that it will be anywhere close to as deep of a roster as the Mavericks are.
Yeah, they are freaking loaded. And I guess I would be thinking next year, can we get to the summer? Is that too late to make a trade of Irving and Davis? You know, maybe we don't have to decide at this coming up trade deadline how married we are going to be to this roster. But I think at some point in the next 13 months, you know, they have to make a very tough decision, because if you continue to push forward and they hit 34, 35, then the chance to get the 4 and 5 first round picks turns into, can we even trade him to anybody? Cowboy stuff today. There's a report that Siobhan Revelle has hurt. Is that old Albert Breer?
Well, Albert Breer.
Or had a setback? Is that what he said?
He said it was a setback, and I was told that's absolutely false, that he's been working ever since he's been here. He ran this week. He's going to run again tomorrow. So there's really nothing that I was told that's a false report.
Is Cowboys Twitter mad at Trayvon Diggs for playing basketball? I didn't think he wasn't going even 70%. That was maybe 40 or 50%.
Well, the thing about it is,
or a little herky jerky.
Yeah, I think to me, just from talking to folks over at the Cowboys, they don't know where his availability is really going to be until potentially mid August. That's when there'll be it. Because I was trying to get, hey, give me a timeline. He's talking about being ready week one. I go, is that realistic? And he goes, a couple of guys said, I go, we don't know. We will not know until mid August when his availability is. So. Obviously, there's not very much love between what's going on with him and people in that organization right now. They would like for him to be here training, but you know he's got his rights to, you know, if he doesn't trust the training staff, doesn't like the training staff, all those things, then he can go and do what. But they're kind of flying a little blind right now when it comes to his rehab.
Well, I think that's a big key. If you can get Diggs back and get him healthy, that would be a big boost, you know. But I just think that is such a big ask coming back from microfracture in year one. Like, I think he has a chance of returning midseason and playing well enough that, you know, the Cowboys will release him and he'll be able to go get a contract with another team. But it might be a prove-it type of year as that microfracture, the strength and the explosiveness just – usually isn't back in year one especially, but overall, like 90 to 95% of who you were.
I mean, seeing him dribble around, he's certainly going like half speed, and he's just kind of stepping and dribbling and going between the legs and stuff. But I feel encouraged just seeing him do that with Neon. I'll be honest with you,
I was thinking, man, if that's all he can do, and we're mid June, I don't think he's going to be close week one at all.
No.
Like, that's not 6 weeks away. If he can do a lot more, but he's holding back because he wants to do the video with the guy, but he doesn't want to push it. You know, if he's capable of a lot more, but he's like, trainers are saying don't push it, then that's one thing. You know, I don't watch the Neon show or anything like that, so I don't know if he put any words to that, like how hard was he going. But what I watch, like, wouldn't, I think one of the angles is, well, you can't be at mini camp and can't be participating, but you're hooping. That wasn't hooping. That was just dorking around.
No, they were just messing around. And mini camp, I think this was recent. Like, I don't think it was post mini camp that he was doing the stream with Neon. I just started seeing clips of this yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting Pup to start the season for Trayvon Diggs. If he ends up being available before that, then that's awesome. But I think that's kind of the expectation I'm going in. He's probably going to miss at least the first 4 to 6 weeks of the season.
Panthers won the Stanley Cup second in a row, 5-1 in game six. I can't believe they did to the Oilers what the Oilers did to the Stars. Like, how far away are we from the Panthers?
I mean, I think we would have gotten swept by Florida if Dallas hadn't made it. I mean, they're just a juggernaut. For them to have been able to add Brad Marchand at the trade deadline, that one hurt. I mean, Tkachuk was playing with, I mean, his description of his injuries.
Torn adductor?
Yes, it's freaking unbelievable. He says he tore the adductor off the bone and was dealing with a hernia on the same side of his body. He wasn't sure if he'd be able to play to start the playoffs. So grinding through and being able to win this one made it mean even more. Sam Reinhart was brilliant for them. Barkov, the first European player to captain back-to-back cup champions. And that's another Finnish guy. Sam Bennett's a free agent. Aaron Ekblad, one of their star defensemen, is a free agent. I'm hoping maybe the Stars could pluck Ekblad away. That'd be the guy. Bennett's going to be way too expensive in free agency. I don't see any way the Stars could get in on Sam Bennett. Maybe he even goes back there. But they also have Sergei Bobrovsky that was able to go ahead and put in three shutouts over the course of the postseason. Yeah. And he was pretty damn good during the cup final as well. So, you know, yeah, they have a better team in front of him, especially defensively, than what the Stars do. But Bobrovsky's a better goaltender. At least he's proven to be in the playoffs than what Otter is. And the physicality and just the nastiness in which they play with, yeah, it's something the Stars need to look at. I don't know that they can necessarily implement that same blueprint, but they've got to try and do something.
Great stuff, guys, and this is just the start to a 4.5 hour afternoon of sports with you here on The Fan. Woolchuck's top 10 is around the corner. We'll get the G-Bag of the Day champion, which we do every day at 2:20. We replay the champion for you. If you miss it here in the 2, you can always go back and listen to that 5:30 segment with the Odyssey app or on YouTube. Lucius does that every evening now at 5:30, right before LA Live. But what's the top 10 looking like today, buddy?
Pete Prisco's got his top 100 out. Who are the top 10 players in the NFL coming into this 2025 season? How many Cowboys made the top 100? That's next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks to the name.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan, and the segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, it's the Frankels. Okay, Wolchek's top 10 here in just a sec. Let's go to the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
All right, this would be day two for this challenger. Well, for this champion right here. Excuse me. Put some respect on his name. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30 and replay the champion here at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. All right, this man right here has somebody parked in front of his garage. He didn't know which somebody it was, so he went out there and confronted the first person he's seen. And I feel like this guy should be on 1080 KRLD.
Property. I can't get into my garage.
Look, I cannot move the car.
Why not?
Because I just can't move it.
Why can't you move it?
I just can't move it.
Well, listen, the cops are going to come. They're going to ticket it, and they're going to get towed. So it's either one of the
I cannot move that car.
Well, only because you don't want to, because you're going to be a prick about it.
Hey, why did you have to call me a prick?
Well, because why don't you just be reasonable? You know, it's right.
That's all fun.
I cannot.
Just do the right thing. No, yeah, you can. You just don't f-ing want to. You know, we're done here.
Hey, no. I'm playing. That's not my car.
Jesus. Hey, man. You know what? You should be an actor.
He said, why can't you be reasonable?
Yeah. Hold on. I got a consumer report to file over there on KRLD.
I got a weather. Yeah, man.
Here's Zach with an H. You're Wooly Bully.
Oh, man. Who are your top 10 players in the NFL entering the 2025 season? 877-881-1053. Pete Prisco of CBS Sports puts out his top 100 around this time every year, and he's got it out again. Do need to give a G-Bag Nation congratulations to Stars goalie Jake Ottinger. He's going to be a dad. Him and his wife, Kennedy, they announced they're expecting their first child via Instagram yesterday, so shout out to Otter. Maybe that newfound dad strength. That's what they need to get themselves over this Western Conference hurdle.
Yeah, you know, I could go a lot of ways. I think for Otter, he secured the bag, so there isn't financial. But at some point, you know those kids are going to watch your highlights. Can't let them down.
No, you can't.
You know, and it could get the best out of you. Might psych him out, and we'll just have to see which Otter we get.
I got to say, I did feel for Corey Perry, who has now made 5 Stanley Cup finals since 2020, the first one being with the Stars in the bubble. He is 0-5. In all of those cup finals. Now, he did win one back in 2007 with Anaheim.
Yeah, he does have his name.
So he's got one at least. But my gosh, to lose 5 Stanley Cup finals over the course of the last like 6 years.
Needs to play for the Buffalo Sabres.
Oh, it's rough.
I'd like to join Luke Jackson, Rangers reliever, in also being a fan of the Florida Panthers just for what they did.
Yeah, it's pretty damn awesome.
Yes, thank you. Salute.
And I did just see this from Front Office Sports, but the world's first pro cheerleading league is going to launch next year with teams in Atlanta, Dallas, Miami, and San Diego. The founder is cheerleading giant Varsity Brands, seeking to turn the page after they had antitrust battles that resulted in at least $126 million worth of settlements. Hmm. That doesn't sound very promising.
No.
But hey.
We're back.
Competitive cheer. If you're into it, I know that show Cheer on Netflix really blew up, was super popular.
What are our cities again?
Dallas, Miami, and Atlanta.
San Diego in this one too, you
said? San Diego was the fourth one, yep.
Okay, so there's no like Green Bay or...
No, not yet.
None of that up
you
there?
You think there's a reason for that? Green Bay, awesome cheer in
Minneapolis?
Green Bay?
No. I'm just wondering, just curious.
North Dakota?
North Dakota.
South Dakota?
Yeah.
Now, they usually carry the flags. That's like the flag girls or something. Yeah. Respectfully.
Respect.
The flag ribbons,
very important, integral part of what goes on on a Friday night. Yeah, Lucius is right. Very integral part.
No doubt.
Everybody's the work in the game.
Everyone's doing their part.
Yeah.
Okay, let's...
Much to our dismay.
Let's get into
Prisco. I mean that as a broadcaster.
You do?
Because the half times on a high school football game, I'm all for the home team's band gets to play. That's it.
Great question, though, from the 229. Like, while you're at it, could you explain what those professional cheerleaders are going to be cheering for?
It's dance.
No, yeah, it's just routines.
It's the whole thing.
We're tumbling.
Yeah, we're showing
we're
up.
We're high flying.
Yeah, we're showing up and we're doing like professional dance stuff.
It's less about the pom poms. It's more about the flipping and the twirling.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna set the routine to music, and we're gonna perform accordingly.
All right, here's Pete's top 100. We'll focus on the top 10 here. But how many Dallas Cowboys do you think made Pete's top 100 this year?
Oh, man, let me just throw out two.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay. Three?
Three.
Three. I'd say three.
Final answers. Three. Three.
Wait,
three.
In the top 100.
Top 100. Not in the top 10, just the entirety of the top 100. How many Dallas Cowboys made the cut?
Three.
Yeah, I think three is probably a good number there.
Right, we got four, boys.
Oh.
We got four that made the cut.
So
can
it's
you
Mike,
name them?
Micah
Parsons.
Smith.
Tyler Smith.
Ooh, Tyler Smith's in the mix. Okay.
He did.
Then it's obviously CeeDee Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, he threw in there, I think he likes Bland.
No Bland.
Oh.
Mm. No Deron Bland.
Okay. And it's not Dak?
It is Dak.
Okay.
All right.
So Micah is the highest rated. He is number 9 on the list. He's the second best edge rusher. CeeDee Lamb's at number 27 in the top 100. He's the third highest wide receiver. Dak Prescott, number 90, 10th highest rated quarterback. And then Tyler Smith is at number 98, just barely cracking the top 100. And he's the 7th best offensive guard, according to Pete Prisco. If there was a guy that I think should be higher, probably is Tyler Smith.
I thought he would be one of the higher ones.
Yeah, I don't know that I could necessarily go with 6 guards that are better than Tyler. But, hey, maybe that's just a little home cooking.
Do we know who they are? The 6 guards?
I can go and find them for you. I didn't write them down.
No, I shouldn't have asked that question.
But, so I know the Atlanta Falcons guard was on there. I'm blanking on his name right now. Joe Tooney was one of them. That was one of the guards ahead of him. But going through, Chris Lindstrom was the guard from Atlanta. He was the top rated guard. You had Tooney, as I mentioned, who was one. There were several centers ranked ahead of him as well. But the other ones, I'm trying to find them here. Oh, Landon Dickerson of the Eagles, Trey Smith of the Kansas City Chiefs was also ahead of him, Quentin Nelson of the Indianapolis Colts, and then Zach Tom of the Green Bay Packers.
He likes him some Zach Tom.
I just feel like that's such a fake name.
Zach Tom.
It's just a fake name.
Yeah, absolutely. But Dak being number 10, like I think the rest of these are okay. Okay, the top 10 of NFL players.
Okay, are we going to do like a little guessy guess?
If you want to, fire it away. I did already tell you one.
You did already tell us
that
one.
Mike is in the top 10. He's number 10. Last year, he was number 9.
Oh, wow, a little slippage there.
He did. He moved one spot. Pete writes, in 13 games last season, Parsons had 12 sacks. He's now got 52.5 in 4 years. He's one of the elite edge rushers in the game, a player who can move up and down the line to generate pressures.
Give me Joe Burrow.
Joey Burrow! Ding, 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 ding. Coming in at number 7. He's moved up. Last year, he was number 15 on Prisco's list.
Give me
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, yeah.
How many quarterbacks are going to be in his top 10?
Well, I could tell you, but I mean...
Then you'd have to kill me.
I'm going to have to take you out on this. We're going to have to go swimming with the fishies. We're going to have to put you on the boat, and we're going to have to see you later. Josh Allen is number 4.
Lamar moved up
2 spots. He was 6 last year. Lamar, 2 years ago, 16. This year, this
is going to be 6. Odd. This is going to be odd for him because he doesn't like running backs. I'm thinking he put Saquon Barkley in there somewhere.
Saquon Barkley comes in at number 3. The third best player in the National Football League.
He usually does not like running backs at all.
Man, he had a running back make the top 5.
Okay, how about Chase?
Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
Another LSU Tiger.
Yeah.
He's right behind his quarterback, Joey Burrow, at number 8. Chase also moving up 13 to 8. Burrow from 15 to 7 and Lamar from 16 to 6.
Let's go with, did we say Mahomes yet?
Patty Mahomes. He is in the top 10. Where do you think in the top 10 he is?
You
guys
have
guessed.
Number two.
Two?
I'm saying number two.
You've got 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, and 10.
He's
and
none.
Burrow and Allen are out. Yeah. Mahomes got to be one.
Mahomey. He's one.
He's one. Okay.
And that's consistent. Last season, he was number one again. This year, he's number one. His numbers have not been as gaudy the past few years, but he's still the best in the league, Pete, Rex Prisco.
Pete is going to throw in some type of defensive player here. I bet you he's going to go Surtain.
Patrick Surtain. Sneaky addition in the top 10.
Wow, good pull, bro.
Hell of a pull.
I just know Pete. This is why I'm able to play this game, I think.
Yeah, he moved from 25 to number 9. Yeah. PS2 has emerged as the top cover corner in the league. His ability to lock down receivers impacts the way Denver plays defense in a big way.
Okay.
He was the defensive player of the year for a reason.
Do we have number 2 left? Is that what we need?
You've got Parsons at 10, Patrick Surtain at 9. Ja'Marr Chase at 8, Joey Burrow at 7, Lamar Jackson at 6. I don't think you guys guessed 5, but you might have.
Myles Garrett.
Josh Allen at 4, Barkley at 3, Mahomes at 1. Myles Garrett, back-to-back years, comes in at number 2.
Okay.
14 sacks to finish the second most in the league, but his impact was much more obvious than that number. He is an elite game wrecker as he turns 30 this year.
He didn't want to even be there and... At the Browns.
But so there's one other player, you guys. I don't think you've said him yet.
He's gonna throw an offensive lineman into this thing.
There is an offensive lineman just on the outside looking in.
So another receiver?
It is another receiver.
Okay, there Jefferson?
It is Justin Jefferson at number 5. He moved up from 7 to 5. So your top 10, you got Mahomes, Myles Garrett, Barkley, Josh Allen, Justin Jefferson, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Surtain, and Parsons. So what is that? 4 quarterbacks, 2 edge rushers, 2 receivers, a runner, and a corner.
Yeah.
The top offensive lineman is Lane Johnson.
Yeah.
He's got him at 12, moved up from 52. And a lot of people were texting in, where's TJ Watt? TJ Watt is at 11, just on the outside looking in. He fell from number 5 a year ago down to number 11. But both Eagles offensive linemen, Lane Johnson is in at 12. Jordan Mailata is in at 13. The Eagles have 10 players in the top 100 on this list. That is more than any other team. The Cowboys, as I mentioned, having 4. We got a text asking about Penei Sewell. Where was he on this list? Number 21. He fell from 17 to 21 on here. And some of the other notables, Aiden Hutchinson was at 15. Derrick Henry at 14. You have the top center in football, Creed Humphrey,
yeah,
of the Chiefs, left-handed, at 16.
Yeah.
How about the Eagles with Jalen Carter already? He moved up from 93. I think this might have been the biggest jump. 93 all the way up to 17. He's got him ahead of Chris Jones.
I think
he kind of looked at it.
Yeah, wow, that's interesting.
17 and 18, Jalen Carter and Chris Jones. Yeah, he's got him one spot ahead of Chris Jones already.
That is scary.
I guess he's projecting ahead.
So there's a difference of 6 players between the Cowboys and the Eagles. How many could realistically take a step into this group next year and join the 4 that they have? You know, could a Jaden Blue have such a big rookie year? You know, could I think George Pickens?
Yeah, George Pickens, I think, would be the first name that comes to mind. If Deron Bland has one of those seasons where he's forcing a bunch of turnovers.
Overshown and Osa?
Are you talking about the top 100? Is that what you're asking?
Osa, maybe. I don't think Overshown's going to play enough.
Listen,
but he is a guy in the future that I think has the ability 100% to be on this.
Pete is going to look at Tyler Booker.
Yeah, lineman. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, if Tyler Booker all of a sudden, like Dallas starts to run the ball.
Or like BB.
And it looks physical, you know, that kind of thing. I could see Tyler Booker, BB, want to be one of these guys. Sure.
Are you guys familiar with the secret sauce that makes Jalen Carter so great?
Uncrustables?
Oh, is he Pelotoning?
I would have to imagine he's Pelotoning.
I think that's Jordan Davis. I read something about like Jordan Davis has jumped on the Peloton thing and he's lost a bunch of weight.
Well, because he's like huge, right? He's like bordering on too big.
Yes, absolutely. Even he's a large human being.
Interior defensive tackle.
Can we get some hits? Sonny Delight?
You were barking up a pretty respectful tree when you went with the Uncrustables.
Honey.
PB&Js? Just in general?
I found out about the Crustables. I seen them for the first time.
But you didn't get them?
The empanadas, fool.
Or empanadas.
The empanadas, bro. Yeah. PB&J empanadas.
They are empanadas.
Glorious.
Dude, holy crap, Lucian.
These chefs or whatever on social media are like deep frying them and then putting powdered sugar on them and whatnot, bro. Yeah, you can really level those things up in a big time
Aren't
way.
They already? I thought the ones that I got from the Cowboys were already right at 1,000 calories.
If you get the really big ones, I think.
Sheesh.
Yeah. I think your standard one, it might be like 350 on the calories. Yeah. But they have the jumbos.
God.
But Jalen Carter is a big-time hamburger helper guy.
Nice.
He says it's his favorite food. He says his mom cooks hamburger helper. I don't know. Maybe lives with his mom still or whatever. He says, I love it. I could eat it every day. She calls me to come eat. When I get the plate, it's gone in a minute.
Yeah.
So that might be... That might we might
it's
need
good.
Maybe we get Mozzie Smith on the hamburger helper
instead of Pop Tarts.
See if that can get him
instead
going.
Of marshmallows.
The Pop Tarts are not working for him.
No. Well, they're not very good. I think that they might
Pop Tarts are good.
Yeah, the most overrated junk food out there.
You are excited about the Pop Tart ice cream sandwiches, though, right? Does that like kind of
I think you just called
it the most overrated thing. Well, now we're jumping ship and saying, oh no, these things are outstanding.
Well, there's a lot of things that aren't that good, but then you add ice cream and all of a sudden you think, okay, you know, I'll give that another shot.
He said it was the most overrated thing he's ever eaten.
Why are you watchdogging me so much, bro?
He's upset.
Yes, he had old chug on me. He's
pointing his finger and everything. He said
Pop-Tarts are the Jack Leiter of foods.
I love Pop-Tarts. My man over here is going, oh, jeez, that's overrated.
Have you not had the cookies and cream ones?
It's terrible.
No. I figured you'd love those.
It's basically a pie crust, okay? If you just had pie crust.
But then he said put ice cream on it, and you acted like you've never eaten one. I mean, you're like, oh, wait, we got to try these.
Now, he was asking, would I like a Pop-Tart with ice cream? Yes, I would, okay? But I wouldn't want just a regular Pop-Tart. There are so many better ways to get 600 empty calories. Regular Pop-Tart Jack Leiter?
Oh, no. Jack Leiter's better than a regular Pop-Tart.
There you go. He's back, boys. Yeah.
That's my guy.
Hey, where are we going next, Chief? Let's hit you with a little hodgepodge. We got rings and things with the king. Plus, can I interest you in this young bull next?
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nation.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Back Nation here on The Fan, and here's the Chief with some more sporting.
Okay, there's a point guard name floating around Mavs Twitter right now. Are you interested in this fellow? We'll get to that in a second. But first, we address LeBron James on his very own podcast, Mind the Game. Have you guys seen this?
No, what happened?
It's been popping up pretty hard. I think it was released yesterday.
Like the champions, like he's talking about the titles?
Yeah, it's LeBron and Steve Nash. And I don't know, I guess they were doing a mailbag thing where somebody asked about like ring culture in the NBA and how everything really just comes down to when it involves your legacy as an individual player, it just comes down to how many rings did you get?
Yeah.
And so LeBron is here answering the question of like, how did ring culture, why is it like that in the NBA? And maybe it's not quite like that in other sports. Here's LeBron James.
It's funny. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it's discussed so much in our sport and why it's the A-all, be-all of everything. You sit here and you tell me, you know, Allen Iverson and Charles Barkley and Steve Nash, you know, are fucking wasn't unbelievable. Like, oh, they can't be talked about or discussed with these guys is because this guy won one ring or won two rings or one, like, it's just weird to me. It's like saying Peyton Manning can't be in the same room with Brady or Mahomes because he only has one ring. They don't never discuss that in a sport.
Right.
Or telling me that Dan Marino is not the greatest slinger of all time, or he can't be in the room with those guys because he didn't win a championship. Mm-hmm. They don't discuss those things, you know? I don't know. Barry Bonds never won a World Series. So. You can't sit here and tell me that he's not the greatest baseball player to ever touch a bat. I mean, Jerry West, I think, went to like 9 straight NBA Finals.
Right. The logo.
And was only able to win one. Right. And he's the logo of our league.
Yeah.
So you can't sit here and tell me that, okay, well, because he only won one, the guy can't be in the same room with the guy who won 2 or 3 or 4. Like, why not? This guy... he's our logo.
I like that laugh there at the end. Kind of get the old man laugh out of LeBron right there. He's the same LeBron that was not one, not two, not three. He's been chasing rings his entire career. And now because he's basically reached that point where getting to the level of even a Kobe, let alone a Michael Jordan from a ring standpoint is probably not going to happen. Certainly with not being the reason why, if he ends up winning another title. So now he all of a sudden wants to sort of backtrack on it, and he's kind of getting dragged on the internet because of this take.
Yeah, I think it's got to be frustrating at times, but this is what the league set up, you know, in the 80s with Magic and Bird, and then it followed with Jordan in the 90s where it was marketed around stars, and the narrative that the sports reporters told was that, you know, these singularly great players are driving these teams to championships, when the truth was Boston was a super team, LA was a super team, Chicago Bulls were a super team, you know, and the NBA was constructed in a way that allowed the great teams to stay great, right? There weren't these punishments that they have now for, you know, collecting all these great players and keeping them together for a long time. So, I mean, that it was kind of a creation that took decades, you know, and then Kobe and Shaq took that and, you know, carried it on. Nobody can beat us. And then, you know, Steph Curry was allowed to do that. So, I think it is frustrating. It's inaccurate, but it's also made the game what it is and made him, you know, what he is. Because with 4 rings, you're in very, very rare company.
Yeah. And he's comparing it to other sports, but it really just doesn't work out, especially the baseball thing. Basketball is such an individually, like, one guy can really make a huge difference for you.
Yeah.
And he did find himself on plenty of super teams. He manufactured it himself. He didn't stay with the same team, but he bounced around to try and handpick the best opportunity for him to go win the rings because he was absolutely on a mission. He said it before, chasing the ghost of Michael Jordan, and now he's kind of realizing, dang, I guess I'm not going to reach that. So now he wants to pivot a little bit.
It is an interesting point because I think that basketball players and then quarterbacks, those are really the two that we look at and we're like judging success by championships more so probably than any other. Like
in this city especially.
Yeah, like can you say how many people off the top of their head know how many Stanley Cups Wayne Gretzky won, right? How many World Series did Babe Ruth win? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think like we can rack off Brady. Peyton Manning had two Super Bowls, not one LeBron, as that's being texted in a bunch now. But like we kind of know. Like we know how many championships MJ had. Like that, I think quarterbacks and basketball players, to his point, there is something there. But he leaned into this his entire career. So you're 100% right. To now all of a sudden where he sees the ending for him to be like, oh, we shouldn't really be measured just on championships. That's not the end all be all. It's kind of like, dude, that fits what you want now because of your legacy and how you're probably not going to be viewed as better than Michael Jordan. If he had have gotten to seven, he would have claimed I'm absolutely the GOAT because I got more rings.
Yeah, yeah. And these quarterbacks that have not won, that is an indictment on you.
Like Dan Marino does not get talked about as the greatest of all time.
Right. Even though, despite the talent, we can all acknowledge it. But when you have guys that do achieve that, if we were living in these worlds where it was rare, most guys just get maybe one, then okay. But when you have guys that have raised the bar, like a Brady, like a Michael Jordan, and even LeBron himself, I mean, four rings is spectacular. And he's still, pretty much anybody who has any rational basketball opinions is saying LeBron is, worst case, the second best player to ever play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not like he's being docked in some crazy way and we're saying, no, we're only like LeBron, you're the 10th best player because we got other guys that have just won more rings.
Yeah, I think that would be my critique of it mostly if I was evaluating it. I would say it gets pretty nuanced. I think on first take, you know, if you want to oversimplify a discussion or some idiots on social media, I'm sure LeBron experiences people oversimplifying it. And it's frustrating for him. But yeah, I would say like, here, at least in sports land, we're trying to have the nuanced conversation and compare what would LeBron do with Steph Curry's situation and what would Steph have done in all of LeBron's situations. I think those are fascinating, and there's plenty of room for debate. You know, you talk about the greatest players of all time. Jabbar was insane.
He was.
You know? Mm-hmm. It was a different game. I would love to see how Jabbar would have evolved in this three-point era, but I bet you his 7'3" butt would have been out there shooting threes and knocking them down.
Yeah.
Maybe even sky hooks.
Yeah. I think that, to me, that he developed that shot that nobody could block, you know, with not only with his length, his own, the way he's able to play, but yeah, I mean, the way he played down low was just so impressive. But I guarantee you that if it came down to it, he'd probably step out there and try and knock down a shot or two.
I mean, if you grew up in this era, you couldn't help but try to shoot threes if you're playing basketball. That's instantly what you and your buddies are doing after you play horse or one-on-one or whatever.
Okay, so the Mavs need a point guard. Andy Larson, who covers the Utah Jazz, is saying that the Mavs have been mentioned as a potential destination for Colin Sexton, who is a young point guard who's pretty dang good, $19 million expiring contract. So it would be potentially a one-year rental. But this dude is, I mean, you're talking about for his career, 19 points per game, 39% from the three-point line. He was over 40% last year on 18 points per game and plays some defense. His nickname is Young Bull. Are we interested in Colin Sexton for a one-year rental? I saw Dalton Trigg put together a trade of like Caleb Martin, Jaden Hardy, and Omax Prosper that could get it done. But I'm assuming the Jazz are going to want picks.
Yeah, if we can get done without having to give up picks, I'd like that. But I would be willing to give up one first round pick to get Sexton. You know, I think if you're trying to build around him and become a playoff team, you're going to struggle. But if you're like, hey, we need you for 50 games while we're waiting for Kyrie to get healthy, and then we don't know if you're going to be a starter or a sixth man. Colin Sexton is a very talented guy, and he doesn't take bad shots. You know,
right?
Yeah.
He's efficient. He's not just some volume scorer. He's 48% from the field, and again, he was almost 41% from the three-point line last year. Pretty good from the free throw line as well. So that's a name to bookmark there. 6'3", 190 pounds, and again, he's the young bull, two-way kind of guy.
Young bull.
I'm so down for Colin Sexton.
They've been linked to him
off
for the last couple of years. I also saw the Mavs could be interested in trading back into the first round, and a name that I would love would be Bolter Clayton Jr. from Florida. Just kind of has
Mr. Clutch.
Kind of has some Brunson vibes to me a little bit, that guy.
Okay, how about players that could get traded before the deadline in the world of Major League Baseball? We'll look at that and the other top stories of the day here as we get into these top stories coming up next year as the G-Bag Nation Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.